April 26, 2009, the Save Our Earth Conference 2009 was held in Seoul, South Korea, and broadcast live on Supreme Master Television. This timely and informative event was organized by Mr. Chung Sung-hyun, the president of the Chung Yun-sa Publishing Company. Chung Yun-sa Publishing Company recently published the Korean edition of the number one international best-selling book, The Birds in My Life, written by Supreme Master Ching Hai. The Korean edition also became an instant bestseller in Korea's largest bookstore chain, Kyobo Bookstore. Over 1,700 people attended the conference to find out more information about how to save our planet in this critical time of climate change. Attendees included concerned citizens, government officials, scientists, journalists, spiritual practitioners, artists, writers, and dignitaries such as Congressman Lee Seok-hyun and Kang Chung-il, Mr. Jung Soon-gap, Executive Director of World Meteorological Organization, or WMO, which is a UN non-profit organization, Dr. Michael Bascombe, an animal telepathic communicator from Australia, Mr. Kim Yong-yu, Commissioner of Gangwon Province Military Manpower Administration and former Brigadier General of the Korean Army, Mr. Yung Ji-hyun, a renowned children's author and lecturer, Professor Choi Hyang-sik, Vice Chairman of Korean Law Association and Chairman of Global Warming Emergency Measures Committee, Mr. Na Yong-chil, President of Ecology TV and Director of Korea Mass Media Club, Dada Sitaren Jananda, author and meditation teacher, Song Man-gyu, a famous painter renowned for his work of the Seomjing River, and Mr. Ho Jun Hwang, composer. Supreme Master Ching Hai also accepted the invitation to attend the Save Our Earth Conference 2009 via video conference as guest of honor, to share her insight and perspectives on the critical issue of climate change and the most effective solution, an animal-free diet. We now invite you to join us for the 9-part rebroadcast of the Save Our Earth Conference 2009, held on April 26, 2009 in Seoul, South Korea.
Next, we have Professor Jung Mi-suk at Changwon University and chairperson of Korean Ayurveda Academy.
만나서 반갑습니다. 저는 간단하게 질문할 건데요. 제가 질문하고자 하는 것에 대답은 거의 나온 걸로 알고 있지만 좀 더 구체적인 답을 얻고 싶어서 질문합니다. 채식을 하면 인간의 성향이 온순해지고 결국 비폭력적으로 간다는 건 아유르베다를 통해서 잘 알고 있습니다. 모든 인류가 완전한 채식을 한다면 지구온난화나 각종 지구의 재해를 예방할 수 있을까요? 그리고 인류가 모두 채식을 하더라도 생태계에 문제가 없을까요? 네, 감사합니다.
감사합니다. Yes. Professor Jung, welcome. To your first question, if humans become purely vegetarian, we would not be able to prevent the global warming at this time because it has already begun. But we would be able to stop it in its track in time so that it won't get worse and that we don't have a planetary runaway crisis, like what they call the irreversible point of no return. For the question about whether it would be a problem to our ecosystem if all people become vegetarian, it is the opposite, madam. The real problem to our environment is meat eating, the way we are doing now. All our planetary problems, including climate change, food crisis, soil erosion, pollution, etc., can be solved by turning to the organic vegan diet. We have all the evidence pointing toward this answer. We have proof. It's proven, and it is like that. We are now consuming meat and experiencing so many harmful effects. It is destroying our health, damaging our environment, endangering the lives of our animals, co-inhabitants, killing our noble human quality and our physical existence. According to the United Nations report, Livestock Long Shadow, raising animals for food is very detrimental to the ecosystem. Some example as follows. Livestock occupies the single largest human-used sector area of land. Livestock is the cause for loss of 70% of previously forested land in the Amazon. Livestock is probably the largest source of water pollution from any industry. It causes dead zones, erosion, sediments, runoff, compact soils, etc. Livestock may well be the leading player in the reduction of biodiversity of our planet. So why not just try to make a change in the opposite direction to see if things will improve? It will improve. It will be better, for sure. If we walk away from violence and hatred, we will meet peace and love awaiting our destination. If all humans became vegan, it will become a paradise on earth. We hope one day we will experience that paradise on earth in our lifetime. Professor Jiang, thank you.
Thank you so much for your affirmative answer, Master.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production. Swine flu. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease. E. coli. Salmonella. Bird flu. Mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS. Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion US. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
Next, we have Mr. Song Man-gyu, a renowned painter who is known for his work of Samjin River.
Welcome, sir.
저는 강과 자연과 함께하고 있습니다. 그래서 제 화폭에는 이러한 그림들을 많이 담아내고 있습니다. 특히 맑음과 아름다움을 상징하는 섬진강을 주로 담아내고 있습니다. 선생님께서는 강과 산 등이 아주 높고 위대한 존재라고 말씀하셨습니다. 그런데 산을 파헤쳐내고 강의 댐을 만드는 이런 인간들의 자연 개발에 대해서 어떻게 생각을 하시는지요? 그리고 대자연과 인간의 조화는 어떤 식으로 이루어져야 한다고 생각하고 계신지 물어보고 싶습니다. 감사합니다.
감사합니다. Yes, I ask myself the same question again and again, Mr. Song. I appreciate your question very much because I think many people ask the same question. Your question shows that you already have deep love and respect for nature. Many of the great spiritual masters such as Lao Tzu and Zhuang Tzu also consider nature as the embodiment of spiritual greatness. As far as harmonizing with nature, the best is if we adopt a lifestyle that we know will not harm anything in the natural world. This again is something that has been suggested by the great sages, such as Buddha and Jesus and the Hindu principle of ahimsa. Ahimsa means non-violence. So living in ahimsa means that we do not intentionally harm any sentient being. And the way we adopt ahimsa in everyday life is to, first of all, be vegan. No harming any sentient being. No causing them any suffering, nor taking away their life. We can even become more sensitive to this harmonious balance as some spiritual practices like Jainism have done, where we don't even eat the root vegetable because it harms beings such as the earthworm when it is dug up for harvest. But to start with vegetarian or vegan, meaning no animal products, is a great way to establish harmony with nature. And it is through this harmony that we can stop global warming and return the planet to a more original, pure state where all beings are comfortable and at peace with each other. Thank you for your caring and your love for nature.
Thank you so much for your enlightening answer, Master. Next, we have Ms. Penny Thompson, an Australian artist, writer, and teacher at Hongik University in Seoul.
Welcome.
Thank you, Master Qinghai. Thank you for taking so much time for answering all our questions.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. One of the things I'm very concerned about, just as an ordinary citizen of this world, is the increased use of nuclear power. It's common nowadays for scientists and governments in the world to claim that nuclear power is in fact the only way to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and to solve the energy needs of our rapidly growing population and our increasingly materially developed society. It seems that to any intelligent, rational person, nuclear wastes are simply far too dangerous to be using that as a power source. So I'm wondering if you think that this is actually a totally wrong way of looking at the problem, that we should be using a very dangerous power source to deal with this exponential growth of material developments and human population. Maybe we should be going the other way and looking at simplifying our lives and our material needs and even drastically reducing population growth. I'd appreciate your thoughts. Thank you.
Good day, Ms. Thompson. How you doing, Mike?
Great.
Thanks for your very enlightened and caring and very, very important question. Yes, you are right. Nuclear energy is not the all solution answer. But if we are frugal and use less on materials, we can decrease some of our reliance on energy sources and reduce somewhat our greenhouse gas emission. But as mentioned earlier, being vegan is the most frugal and the key to a more secure and stable world. With a halt to livestock raising, we will stop producing enormous amounts of methane, a gas which is 72 times more potent in heat-trapping qualities than CO2. Not only that, there are tremendous savings for precious resources and finance, of course. The resources are very, very, very precious, more than finance. Namely, for example, water. And growing food for human consumption uses vastly less energy than growing the food for animal feed, which is then consumed as meat later. Therefore, if we focus firstly on stopping meat consumption, then we will have time to develop sustainable energy sources, which could even be safer and greener than nuclear power. It will take too long to develop technology and test its efficacy and check whether is produce any harmful byproduct, you see. So we do not have much time now. I think we should encourage people to be vegan, and we will see so much new inventions in time, new technology that are beneficial and safe for our world. Right now, vegan is the solution. Everything else we can discuss later when we are still alive. Thank you, Ms. Penelope Thompson, for your concern.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your enlightening answer, Master.
Vegetarianism in Religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. There will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Next is Ms. Choi Young Soon, co-president of Incheon Green Korea. She received the Presidential Award and the Environmental Ministry Award for her environmental contribution.
Welcome, Ms. Choi.
예, 안녕하세요. 저는 인천 지역에서 환경 활동을 하고 있는 최용순이라고 합니다. 오늘 이렇게 화면으로 뵙게 돼서 반갑습니다. 저는 많은 사람들이 불을 위해서 환경을 파괴하고 그리고 더 많은 불을 축적하는 많은 그런 사례들을 봤습니다. 저희 인천에서 현재 진산이라고 불리는 그 계양산에 골프장을 만들기 위해서 그 한 건설회사가 집요하게 한 20년 동안 추진하고 있는 인천 시민들 86%가 반대하고 있는데도 불구하고 지금 현재도 그 골프장을 추진하고 있습니다. 심지어는 보호해야 되는 도룡뇽이라든지 여러 가지 또 맹꽁이라든지 희귀식물이 많이 살고 있는데도 불구하고 그걸 파괴하고 죽여가면서까지 골프장을 건설하기 위해서 애쓰는 모습을 보면서 굉장히 가슴 아파하고 있습니다. 그래서 저는 무엇보다도 사람이 동물들하고 같이 생명이 있다는 것을 인지하게 되면 혹시 그런 파괴하는 이런 행동들이 좀 줄어들지 않을까 생각해서 동물들하고 지금 현재 아까 박사님 말씀하셨지만 대화가 통하고 의사를 알 수 있고 의사소통이 된다고 하면 굉장히 좋은 일이라고 생각을 합니다. 그럼 동물들하고 대화가 시작은 됐지만 혹시 식물들하고도 의사소통이 가능하신지 여쭤보고 싶고요. 그게 가능하다면 저희들 같은 보통 사람들도 어떤 수련을 통해서라도 가능한지 방법이 있으면 알려주셨으면 좋겠습니다. 그리고 언론에 따르면 전 세계 곳곳에서 재앙이 많이 일어나고 있는데 그때마다 그 재앙을 알려주는 게 동물들이라고 합니다. 동물들의 이동을 보면서 재앙을 제일 먼저 알 수 있다고 하는데 우리 동식물이 의사소통이 된다고 하면 굉장히 인간들한테도 좋은 유익한 일이 되지 않을까 생각하는데 어떤 생각을 가지고 계신지 말씀해 주시면 감사하겠습니다. 고맙습니다.
감사합니다. Yes, you're right, Miss Choi. The thing about disasters is that they are largely caused by humans. Thus, humans are also able to reverse the conditions from which disasters are born. Then no need for the plants or the animals to warn us. But of course you can communicate to the animals or the plants if you want. But we have to calm our mind first. Our mind is too preoccupied, too crowded by problems, anxieties, and many other things, necessary or unnecessary. So we cannot hear the animals or the plants. It is true that I could communicate with the animals and the plants as well. Not that I deliberately seek the communication for fun or just for chatting. Sometimes they just come to me to warn me of some event, to try to protect me from danger, or warn me from some unfavorable situation or people, or asking me for help. Now, everybody can do that, but first we must calm our mind. And in order to have the communication with the plants or the trees or the animals, first we must learn to protect them. Then we can be like friends, because friends trust friends. If we don't have this trust between ourselves and the environment, the trees, the plants, and the animals, through our protecting attitudes, yes, then it's more difficult to have a conversation with them. It's like family members, you know, or neighbors or friends. If we have a good relationship between us, then we communicate well. Otherwise, we don't even want to think of that person because it's so scary to us or so untrustworthy to us. How would we even have a conversation with them? So, in order to communicate with plants or trees or animals, we must also be their friends first, you see? So being vegetarian means being a friend of nature. For example, right now I try to avoid even killing plants or flowers. I take only the fruits that they're willing to offer. The fruit will not harm the plant, and the seed will continue to have other plants or other trees if we plant it from the seed. So the vegetarian diet is a very good way to begin to try to communicate with nature and animals on a high level. And it is very crucial right now to halt global warming because of the methane gas, but also on a deeper level to halt the suffering and killing of our co-inhabitants, the animals, and in turn, consequently, killing also plants and trees and the environment. In the law of the physical universe is a principle known as cause and effect. If we kill, we have to expect the same in return. So all this slaughter, massacring of the animals has an effect on us. Sometimes quicker, sometimes slower. The effect we're seeing right now are the disaster that happen around our planet. But since they are entirely avoidable, what we need to do is to focus on the real solution and take the reverse action, meaning be vegan, go green, and save our planet. Thank you for your very interesting question.
Thank you so much for your life-saving answer. Thank you, Master.
You're welcome, love.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Next, we have Ms. Kim Kyung-young, President of Rami Land Environment Development Research Center.
Hello, Supreme Minister Qinghai.
Welcome, Madam.
My job is environment designer. Therefore, I did environment design for just human beings.
Yes.
10 years ago, I translated and published Urban Design with Plant for Nature. In Korean, 자연이 풍부한 도시 만들기. In this book, even though for small insects, it is very important to preserve shelters. Therefore, I agree with you, and for me, this is very wonderful meeting. I heard that the birds in my life had already become a bestseller in a number of countries, including Korea. Do you feel a change of consciousness in people as your bestseller book are read widely? I think you must have had a motive for writing this book. I wonder how much this motive has had an effect on reality so far. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Kim. And congratulations on your work. I wrote the books, The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, purely with the motive to share the animals' love, intelligence, and their message with humans. Their capacity to love unconditionally and to forgive completely is truly amazing. When adults and children read this book, I think their hearts will be more open to the kindness and loving nature of animals, and thus they will be closer to their own loving and kind nature of human themselves, because we humans all have this quality of loving and kindness and compassion. So to rekindle this loving kindness quality in human, I wrote this book. To make their loving-kindness quality develop even more, or more remembered, and more acted upon. So after they read this book, I think they will understand that animals are our kindred spirit and will not want to harm them or kill them or eat them in any way, because they are our beautiful friend. As more people adopt a compassionate vegan diet with the intention of protecting animals and saving the planet, their noble quality cells are developed, and this does help raise the consciousness level of the world. But of course, it is not only through my books alone, but along with our association SOS flyer distribution, other environmental groups' efforts, and the media and the government's eco-policies and the scientific research evidence offered by the scientists and groups and individuals, etc., etc., all this have brought about this shift in people's awareness. Thank you for your very, very loving question. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your benevolent answer, Master.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming, plus more.
Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
이 TV에서 강조하고 있는 것 중에 지구 온난화 문제라든가 그렇지 않으면은 지금 그 아주 그 재앙이 닥칠지도 모르는 그런 문제를 해결해야 되겠다라고 하는 사회적인 문제, 환경적인 문제, 그런 그 두 측면이 동시에 존재하는 것 같아요. 환경 문제는 시급하니까 누구나가 관심을 가지고 해결해야 되겠다. 여하튼 이 TV는 교양적으로 뭐 시사적으로 도움이 되는 거로 생각이 됩니다. 많이 보겠습니다.
정말 저는 채식을 해야만이 저도 많이 변화가 되고 있고요. 많은 사람들이 채식을 해야만이 지구 온난화를 막을 수 있고 지구를 살릴 수 있다라는 생각을 합니다. 그래서 전 채식과 함께 명상을 같이 해서 우리 아이들에게 좋은 지구를 줄 수 있게끔 하는 데 동참하고자 하는 마음이 지금 아주 간절하게 많이 크고 있습니다.
I think it's great to have so many people gathered together who all, you know, really believe that we can do something to save the planet. I've thought about the issue of vegetarianism a lot, as well as organic food, sustainable farming practices. All of that is really important. We mustn't wait for the government to bring in some law that says factories have to reduce pollution or something. And if we all do a small thing, reduce our meat consumption, be concerned about organic food, whether our food has been imported from another country, and just how much energy has gone into our daily life. If we can reduce those things, that will make a huge difference. So I think that's the most important thing, to remember that the individual is powerful here. Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
enjoyed your presence today for this rebroadcast of the live conference, Save Our Earth Conference 2009, with special guest Supreme Master Ching Hai. Join us again on Friday for the conclusion of this informative conference in Seoul, South Korea, held on April 26, 2009. Models of Success is up next after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. With God's grace, may your life flourish and bloom in joy and peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW